I'm Rona Tarrant. US bishops opened and closed the second day of their annual Fall General Assembly yesterday with discussions on the clerical sexual abuse crisis. A series of standards of episcopal accountability for bishops was formally unveiled, as well as a proposed commission that would air complaints against bishops in cases of sex abuse or harassment. The bishops also discussed the establishment of a hotline for complaints. However, the proposals will not be voted on after Pope Francis requested they be postponed until after a February meeting at the Vatican with presidents of bishops' conferences worldwide. The death toll from the Camp Fire in Northern California has risen to at least 48. It's already the state's deadliest blaze and has scorched more than 125,000 acres. Officials say the fire is 30% contained, but it's not expected to be fully contained until the end of the month. Meanwhile, in the south of the state, the Woolsey Fire has killed at least two people. Hundreds of Central American migrants planning to seek asylum in the US have moved toward the border with Mexico as US military reinforce security measures. Some 400 migrants who broke away from the main caravan in Mexico City arrived in the border city of Tijuana yesterday by bus, while larger groups are expected to arrive in the coming days. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said he would travel to the border area today. CNN is suing the Trump administration for revoking press credentials for one of its correspondents. The network says the action is unconstitutional and alleges that Jim Acosta is being denied his First and Fifth Amendment rights, those guaranteeing free speech and due process. Acosta's credentials were revoked after he refused to give a microphone to an intern trying to take it from him. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.